The latest Wisconsin survey from WPR, WPT, and St. Norbert College is out this week. The survey looks at policy, politics, the economy, and more. Right now, we'll take a closer look at how Wisconsinites feel about the economy and both their own economic outlook and the state's. One of the take-homes, the number of Wisconsinites who feel confident in Wisconsin's economy has gone down since the previous poll, even though many of us are optimistic about the economy on a personal level.
And when asked if they were financially better off or worse off than a year ago, responders showed a slight uptick from last time around. Kevin Quinn is with us now. He's an economics professor and dean of the Schneider School of Business and Economics at St. Norbert College in De Pere. Kevin, welcome. Welcome back.
Good afternoon.
Well, what do you think of the latest results here, gauging how Wisconsinites think Wisconsin's economy is doing?
Well, this is part of a trend that's been going on for some time, not just here in Wisconsin, but nationwide. It's been a long, slow, but actually reasonably steady crawl out of the hole over the last several years. For some context, Wisconsin, I think, recently only regained the employment level that it had before the recession. I mean, only in the last, you know, month or two. So, yes, things are better, definitely, than they were, but they were pretty bad. They were pretty bad for a while. And that's reflective of how people are feeling nationally as well. There's some signs of life in the labor market, of course. You know, if you look at monthly data, you can get confused because one month is up, one month down. There's a lot of revision. But generally speaking, for quite a few years now, the trend has been up. The thing that's been interesting is that up until fairly recently, that's not been the narrative. Most folks have not necessarily felt that things were getting better, even if the numbers were showing that they were getting better slowly. I think what we're seeing is people's sensations about how the economy is doing is beginning to catch up with how it's actually doing.
There was a dip in how people rated Wisconsin's economic condition this time versus the previous time the poll was taken. That's just two data points, but is there something that's going on either in reality or in our perception of reality that makes us less confident about the state's economic direction?
Well, in the fall, of course, we heard a lot of stuff related to the governor's election one way or the other, and in general, I think that the narrative that won the day was that, you know, the Wisconsin economy was doing better. And I think that is consistent with the results that we saw in the election. Since then, though, there's been a number of things, I think, that have impacted that. One is we have had a very public debate about various elements of the budget, particularly with respect to the University of Wisconsin system. And people are becoming more aware that the budget is not in great shape. So you put those two things together, and I think, and plus the governor has not been in the state to be making the case to the state. He has a different goal now. So it's not too surprising that he's taking a beating in some of these public opinion polls, and that is reflected in how people feel about the economy.
And so nationally, the economy seems to be stabilizing. That seems to be reflected in these numbers. And yet, as Rob said, Wisconsin economic outlook, people feel not so sunny about it. Is it unusual to have a bit of a disconnect like that?
Well, the Wisconsin economy is constructed a little bit differently than the U.S. economy. We're very heavy manufacturing compared to the rest of the country. And, you know, we have more agriculture, et cetera. And that's even true compared to some of our neighbors. So what we feel a lot is what's happening in the manufacturing economy. And while manufacturing has come back compared to where it was before, we haven't seen the kind of growth in the manufacturing sector that we've seen in some other sectors of the economy, healthcare and education, professional services, et cetera. So I know that there's a whole debate about how is Wisconsin doing compared to Minnesota, and, you know, either side wants to kind of point to various things. But the real reason why the Minnesota economy has for quite a long time outpaced the Wisconsin economy is that it's constructed differently than we are. So, yes, it's true that a rising tide lifts all the boats, but some boats have different anchors on them than others. And right now, because of Wisconsin's economic composition, we are not likely to see the kind of roaring back that maybe you would see in some other economies. For example, we don't have a lot of oil here. And, you know, North Dakota did. So they boomed like crazy. And now that oil prices are down, they're getting hurt. So So, I mean, it's the more you sort of disaggregate it, the more differences you're going to get between the national economy and the regional economy.
Talking to economist Kevin Quinn from St. Norbert College, looking at the most recent Wisconsin survey results having to do with the economy. Kevin, I always wonder, as a state, to what extent are we captains of our own boat in this economic ocean we live on? How much does Wisconsin control? How much do policymakers control how well the economy is doing? How much are we at the mercy of what's going on in the rest of the country, the rest of the world?
Well, in the short run, I think there's a lot more credit given to policy than really is deserved. In the longer run, that can be different. I mean, when we think about the kind of investments that the state can make, whether it's in roads or education or health care or, I mean, whatever, you know, lower taxes, those things do not have immediate effects. Companies do not relocate, you know, on the drop of a hat. The effect that roads have on, on the transportation infrastructure and its economic impact takes a while. The impacts that we put into education take a very long time. So what we really are seeing, and then there's just accidents of history. You know, Wisconsin had a lot of the right things for agriculture and for manufacturing at the time where people who were interested in that sort of thing were coming here. So that's part of the reason why we got good at it and we concentrated in it. So now that said, over a medium term, policy can have a big difference. What is that? Is that 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, it 10 years? It's hard to say. So I think one of the issues that's happening right now with the economic debate in the state is have we made the right kind of investments in the past? Should we, you know, do something different with our tax structure, with the way we spend money, on education, et cetera? Would that be better for us to do? But we won't know the answer to that for 20 years, probably.
And Kevin, you're right. The compare and contrast thing between Wisconsin and Minnesota has been pretty front and center this past year, especially with some people pointing at Minnesota going, how come they're doing so well? But you said Minnesota's economy is structured differently or constructed differently. What do you mean by that?
Well, they have a lot more emphasis on health care. They have more emphasis on these services, and nationally, the trend has been for those things to do. There's been growth, particularly in employment in those areas, and so as a result of that, they've been on the good side. Now, if for some reason manufacturing would have boomed and healthcare and professional services would have been in trouble, the story would look very different. Now you could make an argument that the reason why they're constructed like that versus Wisconsin is that many, many years ago, there were conscious decisions made from a policy point of view to invest in healthcare, to invest in education, and to de-emphasize certain kinds of manufacturing. That's a question that would be up for debate, but you could construct an argument for they are now reaping the benefit of the policy choices that they made maybe even in the 80s and before.
A lot of the discussion we hear about the economy, it kind of depends on where somebody's coming from a partisan angle. So critics of Governor Walker say, hey, our job growth in many quarters isn't looking that good compared to the rest of the Midwest, the rest of the country. His supporters and the governor himself point toward relatively low unemployment here in the state. How do we sort that out? Are they both valid arguments? What makes more sense than the other?
Well, in many ways, it's kind of like that dress that was flying around social media a couple of months ago where everyone saw a different color. And there's a lot of confirmation bias here. And we are helped greatly by choosing to get our news and information from different types of media sources. So if you are on Team Red, you point to a collection of statistics and factoids that support the fact that, Governor Walker and the Republicans are doing great and having wonderful impacts on the economy. If you're Team Blue, you point to a different set that, look like things are doing terribly. The fact is you have to look at all of the stories. You know, if you ever want to lose faith in humanity, you just have to go to the comments section of your local online newspaper. And people aren't even talking to each other. They're talking past each other. They're repeating talking points here and there. The fact is that there's no such thing as completely black or white. Most things are gray. Most things are beige. And, I mean, the bottom line here is this, that the Wisconsin economy has been growing, but it has been growing slowly compared to other parts of the country, perhaps partly from policy. I do think that there has been an impact of reducing the amount of spending that the union workers had. I think that had an impact. I think that's an immediate impact. The argument that you could make is, well, that's an important investment for the future. So, I mean, but most of it is structural more than anything else. So as a result of that, you can pick certain numbers that say, you know, different things. Here's a great example. In the most recent information that I saw, the Wisconsin unemployment rate dropped to 4.7%, right? Well, that sounds great. Well, actually, there were 5,000 fewer jobs than there were in March than there were in February. Well, why is that? Well, labor force participation went down. Well, why is that? Well, we can blame the national policy, when in reality, the bigger story is that, you know, as the baby boomers retire and as there are fewer young people entering the workforce right away, we are seeing a long-term downward slide in that. So it goes back and forth and over and over and over again. I mean, the big picture is there that Wisconsin is limping along. You know, we have budget issues that they're trying to resolve right now, and they're ugly. They're not fun. We are not in a booming economy, but we're also not in a free-fall economy like we were, you know, 5 or 6 years ago.
We're talking about the latest results from the Wisconsin survey from WPR, WPT, and St. Norbert College. Talking now with Kevin Quinn, economics professor and dean of the Schneider School of Business and Economics at St. Norbert College in De Pere.
And we want to hear from you. How would you rate Wisconsin's economy? How about compared to last year? Why do you think more Wisconsinites seem pessimistic about the state's economy than last fall? And from where you're sitting, what is your personal financial outlook looking like? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're talking about the results from the Wisconsin survey from WPR, WPT, and St. Norbert College. Right now, we're taking stock of how survey respondents in the state feel about the economy and their own financial well-being. Talking with Kevin Quinn, economics professor and dean of the Schneider School of Business and Economics at St. Norbert College in De Pere.
And we want to hear from you on this. How would you rate Wisconsin's economy? How is it doing, do you think? Do you think it's on the improving side of things, maybe compared to last year? Why do you think more Wisconsinites seem pessimistic, according to the survey, than in the last than last fall? And what about your own personal financial outlook? How is the state's economy looking from your household, from your employment prospects? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234.
And Kevin, before we get to some callers here, some interesting numbers from the survey. People do feel more optimistic about their own personal finances, less so about the state's, more about their own. How do you square those two?
Well, you know, I've been looking at these numbers for quite a long time. And as you know, I think it's been 20 years maybe that we have asked the question if we expect, you know, if folks are expecting that they're going to be financially better off now than next year than now, and for the most part, they're definitely positive numbers. We are an optimistic people, and we in fact sometimes it's not a good thing. Back in the days when we thought the price of houses was going to go on forever, there were a lot of folks who thought things were going to be better in the future, and they signed up for mortgages that they couldn't pay back. And it's because we're so optimistic. So it's not really that surprising to me that's in fact the case. But even during the depths of the recession, you know, people kept thinking that things were going to get better next year. And, you know, you would have half or almost half of the folks saying that. So I look at that as more of an indication that we remain optimistic.
Let's go to a caller. We've got Jim on the line now in Rice Lake. Jim, hi.
Hi, I just want to comment. I think the state of the state is dismal. It's in part due to Walker and the Republican Party's trickle-down economics. Trickle-down economics is never objectively demonstrated to work. And what he did is he took a structural surplus and has created an enormous structural deficit because of his tax policies in comparison to Minnesota, where Minnesota tax policy is progressive on the upper income while we're giving millionaires a holiday. And as a result of this, our state budget is blown, and he's forfeiting the future, particularly in education.
Jim, thanks for the call. A lot there to get into, Kevin. First of all, tax cuts as an effort to drive the economy. Jim mostly talking about tax cuts at the higher end of the income scale, what people call supply side or trickle-down economics. What do you think about what he had to say?
Yeah, again, it's hard to say, you know, exactly that the reason why the Minnesota economy looks like it does is because of their tax policy versus the U.S. tax policy, Wisconsin's tax policy. But the fact is that the promises of a booming economy if we reduce taxes just have not materialized, and I think that's been the experience of many states. States where you found coincidence or correlation between lower state tax rates and increases in the economy tended to be places that had other things going on, particularly the oil states in recent years. So I think we have a big hole in the budget. I mean, we're going to get some new numbers, I think, not tomorrow, but in the next week or so from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, and they're going to make some estimates about where we're going to wind up. I think the intimation from the State House is that, it's going to get better. We'll see. But we still have a giant structural hole in the budget that we have to figure out. They're going to have to be either cuts or tax increases in the next little while. We can call them fee increases or whatever else we want to call them, but there are going to have to be some changes in what we are planning to spend in order to make the budget balance.
Do you know if Wisconsinites' personal outlook, pretty optimistic, echoes that of national trends? As a nation, are we feeling more optimistic?
Yeah, I was looking at those numbers in the survey, and it seems they're fairly similar, probably within the margin of error, with the U.S. optimism maybe a little bit higher, but like I say, not outside the margin of error. So what we're seeing is fairly typical for the country. As an economist, I always get nervous about asking people things because you get an answer, but you don't really often know how to interpret the answer. And to me, when you ask people about how they feel, what's their optimism, it's hard for me to kind of really draw any real economic content in that. Although I know that if people are more optimistic, they are more likely to spend, and that does have a positive impact on the economy. So it's more the chicken and egg problem. But I think that the egg here is optimism, and the chicken is what people actually do it when they're optimistic.
Talking to Kevin Quinn, economics professor at St. Norbert College, looking at numbers from the new St. Norbert survey, the new Wisconsin survey from WPR, WPT, and St. Norbert College. Kevin, one question that has been asked in this survey many times over the years: what's the biggest problem facing the economy? For some reason, around 2008, jobs and the economy really peaked. That was what was on people's minds, starting with the Great Recession.
Shocking.
Is that starting to taper off, or are we starting to think about other things more?
Yeah, I think people are still, I'm scrolling to see if I can find the numbers, but I think people are still concerned about that, obviously. They worry about that. But it seems that there are other issues that are beginning to kind of pop up. And the other thing that's interesting is that you find that how people feel about that depends on what their political viewpoint is. So I think that if you were to ask people, in fact, I think it was education was the most concerning thing to most folks, but if you looked among those who leaned to the right, they were more worried about jobs and the budget and, and tax rates and that sort of thing. So it's not surprising. It's when you have a lot, when you don't have much of something, you worry more about that. When you have more of it, you find other things to worry about.
Take a quick call here from Mary in Partyville. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
What do you think?
Well, I feel a little like we're doing okay. My husband and I are self-employed, but we're pessimistic about Wisconsin being able to deal with the health care if we lose our subsidies from the Supreme Court. Wisconsin has no plan in place. So because of the insecurity regarding health care in Wisconsin, we feel our businesses are under threat.
Thank you for calling, Mary. Appreciate that. Some uncertainty there. There's this Supreme Court ruling, which is still out there, which could upend the Affordable Care Act, which would affect a lot of people. How do you see that playing into a general uncertainty, Kevin?
Yeah, there is no doubt in my mind that the uncertainty that exists in the business folks, in the business class, and that's, small businesses, but also up to fairly large businesses. The decision makers in those businesses have been very uncertain. And that's a place where opinion really matters because they make investments based on that. And it's really self-fulfilling. When everyone decides they feel good about something, they all spend money, invest in new markets, invest in new products, expand their factories, et cetera, and it becomes self-fulfilling. When the opposite is true, it's also self-fulfilling. And I think that's what we've seen. I think that media have played an important role in that, and a lot of the folks who are in the business class have listened to sort of one side of the story, and it's been a lot of scaremongering, quite frankly, about, you know, how the world is coming to an end if because of the Affordable Care Act, et cetera. Now, that said, this has not been a particularly well rolled out thing, and there's been just uncertainty at every turn, and that has harmed us.
We'll leave it there. Kevin Quinn, thanks for joining us. That was Kevin Quinn, economics professor and dean of the Schneider School of Business and Economics at St. Norbert College.